Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
The Taurus, after cruising right around Saturn, has found no trace of another ship. But when Yvonne turns to the reflector telescope, he suddenly notices a star with a bluish tinge. Convinced that it is Earth, he alters course toward it. Meanwhile, on the planetoid, Rocky, Di, and Mitch are waiting for the Streak air-making plant to return her air to normal. But their explorations outside the ship are interrupted by a sudden yell from Mitch as the Streak rises swiftly above the ground. Then, just as suddenly, Di yells over the intercom.
Rocky! It's going to crash. The Streak's going to crash.
Yeah, she's dropping like a stone.
She'll be wrecked.
We'll be trapped on this place.
Wait. Look, it's slowing up. It's hovering in the air.
I don't get it.
It's sinking again.
Slowly, thank heaven. Only another 15 feet.
Oh, the suspense is killing me. If that ship gets damaged, Rocky,
she fell the last few feet.
Yes, come on. Let's get in there.
Oh, that ship's damaged. If those crummy tripods did anything, let me work the airlock door, Rocky. Let me do it, huh? Now, come on, we don't need airlock routine. Where's that button? Hey, the inner door won't open.
The crash must have jammed it.
I know it. I'll belt the scales off those tripods with this.
Hey, Mitch, try pressing the right button.
What?
The right button.
Yeah.
Hey. Goes to show, Mitch. Get excited and you don't think straight.
Well, never mind the calm talk. Let's just go. Come on, let's get inside. I know it. Those crummy things. Three of them up here. They're kind of still, aren't they?
Wait a moment. Let's see. They're dead.
Yeah, well, so they should.
Hey, Mitch, that's no way to talk.
Well, they nearly wrecked the Streak.
And whose fault is it that they're here?
Huh?
Well, you were supposed to search the ship and see that they'd all left.
Hey.
Well?
I'm sorry, Rocky.
All right. Now, just calm down for a moment. What killed them, Di? Was it the crash?
Do you notice the gauge? Normal atmosphere in here now. They couldn't breathe it.
Oh, they trapped themselves.
How do you know they breathe at all? They don't seem to have any noses.
They absorb it through the skin. See those large pores all open?
Yeah, trying to get the methane they needed. Hey, hello.
What goes, Rocky?
None of these controls have been touched. You know, they can't even have tried to have worked them.
Well, wouldn't have done them much good anyway. I told you, I disconnected the power.
Then just what power did they use to make the Streak rise?
Could it have been thought power?
Oh, Rocky, that seems fantastic.
Well, Di, remember how she fell? Like a stone, then slowed and stopped, then gradually slipped down. Now, doesn't that seem like what would happen if they were struggling to keep her in the air and found themselves getting weaker?
It gives me the creeps just to think about it. Come on, let's check and make sure she's okay.
Yeah, we'd better let the tripeds know what happened to these three. You start checking, Mitch. I'll go to them.
Did you tell Rocky everything's okay, Di?
Yes. He said to go over it again and make sure.
What's the matter? Doesn't he trust me?
Well, we have a space motto, remember? Check and double check.
Saves the spaceman's neck. Okay. Oh, man, doesn't it feel good to be out of spacesuits for a while? What was Rocky's report in the hull?
Dented plates underneath. Mm. A couple of buckled bulkheads, but no real weakness.
Yeah, it's just as well. Did he check that twice?
Oh, here he comes. Ask him for yourself.
Mitch, Di, go over to the window and look out.
Well, what goes on now?
I'm not sure. Here, come over here.
Is it the tripeds again, Rocky?
Yes. See, over there? The three they fetched from here, they've laid them out on what looks like a metal platform.
Where? Ah, yeah, I see it. What are they going to do that for?
Perhaps some sort of funeral.
But it's just a plain metal platform.
Hey, look, some of the others are getting on it.
They're squatting down. Almost as if they expected to take them somewhere.
Oh, but how could I get... Hey, you do see what I can see.
Hey, the platform's rising from the ground.
Just like the Streak did.
No motors, no nothing.
Incredible. Now, it's gliding away. You know, it must be their form of transport. They must be able to lift things by thought power.
And the longer I stay in this place, the more nervous I get.
Hey, you must win the confidence of those things. We can't leave here unless they give us the course, Mitch.
How did they seem when you went out to them, Rocky?
Well, Di, it's so hard to judge what they feel. But I'm sure that they were suspicious. Perhaps even hostile. I tried to get it across to them that the accident was caused by their own uncontrolled eagerness. But whether they understood, I... Yeah.
What, Rocky?
Those three bowling across to us now. It looks like some sort of a delegation.
It looks like some sort of zany acrobatic act to me.
They seem to know we're watching them from here.
Yeah.
Look, they've stopped just below.
I wonder why they... Hey, they're beckoning again. They want us for something.
Well, don't have anything to do with them, Rocky.
But I have to if we're to get that course.
But, Rocky, if, as you said, they may be hostile...
I'll have to risk that, Di. They may want me for something, and there's only one way to find out what it is. Pass me my space helmet.
Rocky slips the clear plastic dome over his head, and with a reassuring grin at the other two, makes his way to the airlock. At this moment, the Taurus is far out in space, and two anxious figures are studying a star through the reflector telescope.
What do you think, Paul? Does it appear to you that it is Earth?
It could be. It's sort of similar.
Oh, similar is not good enough. It must be Earth.
It's, well... Oh, well, look, it's still a little far away to see properly. I mean, the continents aren't clear yet.
But they are there. The division between sea and land, it is definite.
Oh, it must be Earth. It's blue just like it,
and what?
Oh, I don't know. I'm trying to make out the shape of that big continent stretching from top to bottom. That should be America.
Yes. Paul, let us be honest.
Honest?
We both know that planet is not Earth. The continent, though still blurred, is shaped nothing like America. You know that.
Oh, yeah. But if it isn't Earth, where are we? And what do we do now?
We could be anywhere in space. Probably twice as far from Earth as ever.
That's what I was afraid of. Well, do we change course or what?
I have been thinking. The blue color. Earth has a blue sky because of the ozone and oxygen atmosphere. Very likely this planet, too, has an oxygen atmosphere.
Well, that'd mean we could live there if necessary.
Then we stay on course and see what we shall find.
Yeah, what can we lose? Should we tell Elmer?
No, let her go on sleeping. She must have been very tired. It will be a surprise for her.
A pleasant one, I hope. I wonder just what we'll find on that place.
Yes, I wonder.
Want to come inside our ship again. But last time we let you in, there was great trouble.
There are wonders we do not understand. We wish to learn.
How many of you this time?
A unity. Only a unity.
Three. Then listen to my thoughts. I have things I want to understand. You brought us to this satellite through all the rock up in the rings. We must know the course before we can leave here. You must tell us the calculations. Calculations, of course. You understand?
We wish to examine the inside of the ship.
Hey, Rocky, what goes on? Are you all right out here?
Mitch, you didn't need to come.
Well, it was so long I got jittery, so I climbed into a spacesuit just in case. Thought Rocky boy might need you, Mitch, so here I am.
Well, thanks. Now, just keep quiet a moment.
Very fine sense of gratitude, I must say.
Please, Mitch.
Okay, don't mind me.
Listen, creatures of Hopiti. You shall see the ship. You shall see. But you must give us the course. Understand? The course.
It is understood. Yet, when you have knowledge, you will leave us. There are many wonders about you we would understand.
Would they?
Quiet, Mitch. You mean to keep us here? Is that your plan?
Only till we learn much of you. Then you may leave.
How can I know if that is true? Are these true words?
Show us the ship, and we must repay.
All right. Looks as if I will have to trust you. Come on, Mitch. We'll give the ship a methane atmosphere again.
Rocky. Oh, Rocky, I'll help you off with your helmet.
Oh, thanks, Di.
I've been waiting to hear. What happened? What did they want?
To see the ship again. Wouldn't it make you space sick?
Come on, Mitch. Let's get that atmosphere changed.
Okay, I'm gone.
They want to see the ship, Di, and I have to humor them. They won't give us the course until they've learned all they can about us.
Oh, I wonder what's happened to those kids in the Taurus.
That's what's worrying me. And we have no real guarantee the tripeds will play fair either. But don't tell Mitch that.
I wish I knew why they want to learn about us, Rocky.
So do I. We'll climb into our spacesuit and get ready to do as you're told. We'll have to trust them, Di, and I only hope we can.
Trying to remain calm, Di reaches for her spacesuit. There are thrilling developments ahead in the story of these adventures in space, so don't miss the next exciting chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space.